Next, we'll take a look at our money map. That's what we call our series of stories exploring how the economy affects specific places. We also have an actual interactive map of the United States, which you can explore at NPR.org. And the latest spot to light up on that map is Leadville, Colorado. Leadville was famous in the 19th century for mining, not lead, but silver. And until recently, residents thought another mineral would bring them hundreds of new jobs. Kirk Siegler of member station KUNC is here to tell us what happened instead. And Kirk, what was the plan?
Well, the plan was to reopen an enormous molybdenum mine. And molybdenum is most often used as a hardening agent for steel in cars. And there's an enormous deposit of it just outside of the town of Leadville. Until recently, there was talk that there was going to be a big boom and this mine was going to reopen. And the community of Leadville and around it was very excited. They were bracing for a lot of economic resurgence. I spoke with Marcia Martinick, and she's the editor of the Leadville Herald Democrat. It's a weekly newspaper there in town.
We had a lot of construction workers in town, though, last summer, you know, eating in our restaurants and staying in our motels, et cetera, et cetera. So we had a real boost to the economy. Our sales tax was up, our lodging tax was up, which is great.
Well, this was a community that was very excited. And weeks ago, when we first thought that the mine was still opening, there was a parade right through downtown Leadville, and the Climax Company, which runs the mine, was bringing up the ball mill. It's this huge round machine that grinds up raw materials. They decided to drive it right through the town, and there was this big celebration. The local high school marching band even played. The mine's executives got out and gave speeches, and there were reports of town officials even breaking a bottle of wine over this ball mill. So the town was psyched, to say the least.
Just weeks ago in Leadville, Colorado, and what happened next?
After that big celebration, molybdenum prices plummeted. News surfaced that the Climax mine was not going to open. That meant that the hundreds of contract employees that Marcia Martinick was talking about, they've lost their jobs. Another operating molybdenum mine is laying off about 30% of its workforce, and we're getting reports all around the state, if not the West, of a downturn in the mining industry. Mines are either scaling back or in some cases, not opening because investors are very wary given the global credit crunch right now. There's just not financial backing, and it's not financially solvent for a lot of these mines to keep going at the pace that they were.
So what does that mean for the people left behind in Leadville, Colorado?
Well, everybody's saying that they're going to move on, but there is a real sense of disappointment, and I would say in some cases even shock. One woman I spoke with who illustrates this very well, her name is Rochelle Basher, and she manages the historic Delaware Hotel, which is right on Leadville's main drag, which is kind of a smattering of grand old hotels left from the mining era, and I caught up with her in the hotel's deserted lobby.
I would have to say most of us say it sucks, just plain and simple, it sucks. It's something that we were looking forward to. It was going to bring in additional income. The people in town were getting excited, and then it gets pulled out from under us.
The town has had it so hard for so long. I spoke with Ken Olson. He's a local county commissioner. He grew up there in Leadville, and his father and uncles were miners up at the Climax mine.
The fact is that for the last 26 years, we haven't had an operating mine. We're survivors here. Most people have numbers of different trades and several different jobs that they work. We've had it without a mine for a long time.
Almost an optimistic viewpoint there, saying we're survivors. But Kirk Siegler, what do they want to survive on now?
Well, like a lot of old mining towns, they've tried to market themselves as a tourist destination, but it's high and cold. It's 10,000 feet, so sometimes winters can last all year long, and as you can imagine, it's difficult to attract tourists there. And I think people in the community still haven't given up hope on that molybdenum mine up there opening again at some point, as I heard from Marcia Martinick over at the newspaper.
That gave us hope. You know, when you have hope in a community, you can kind of feel it when you walk up and down the streets. And the hope isn't gone either. It's still here. We just need a timeline for how hopeful we can be and when.
It may be difficult, Steve, to really get that timeline given the uncertainty of the economic times we're in.
Kirk Siegler is at KUNC, and this is the latest installment in our series we call The Money Map. Thanks very much, Kirk.
Thank you, Steve.